Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to today's episode. We're talking about when a narcissist has no job. You hear a lot of videos about narcissists being in control of the money, but this is going to be a little different take. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, y'all. So like I said before, we do a lot of videos on this channel about narcissistic people, right? When they are in control of the money. Like, financial abuse is a real thing in toxic relationships with narcissists and toxic people, where narcissists will make you beg. They'll put you on an allowance with your own money. They control. They financially control you. They financially control you. They financially abuse you. They financially manipulate you, right? When they are in control of the money, when they are the quote unquote breadwinners and whatnot. But the other side happens as well, y'all. When a narcissistic person has no job or no money, they don't have any type of resources to offer you. This happens as well. The narcissistic bum exists. Narcissistic bums exist, and it comes in all races, religions, genders, or whatever, y'all. Y'all know that. Every narcissistic bums are out here. We know that they exist. You know that narcissistic bums exist. You might have had a baby with one. You just never know in these spaces nowadays. But they absolutely do exist. And I know this bothers a lot of people, but a narcissist with no money uses their word. It can be even more manipulative than a narcissist with money, with a job. A narcissist that is unemployed and has no money. Some of them are actually employed, but they just they don't make a lot of money. You know, when they have no money, y'all, they can still be in control of you. They can still manipulate you because they weaponize your emotions. They weaponize your empathy against you. They take advantage of your empathy and your sympathy and things like that. They weaponize your compassion against you. You know, just like the narcissist with the money weaponizes the money against you. Narcissists without it weaponize your empathy against you. They still weaponize things. They still are manipulative people, but they don't, like, they just play on your emotions a little bit more sometimes. You know, and they'll tell you, and this happens all the time. You'll meet somebody, they don't have anywhere to live. And they'll tell you straight up. Sometimes they lie to you. Can they lie to you up front? Yes, they can lie to you up front. Just be like, I got a penthouse downtown, but it's a little far away. So let me stay with you tonight. Whatever it is. You know, they try to move in with you really quickly. Narcissistic people with no jobs, no money or whatever, they love bomb you with body. They love bomb you with their body. With their emotions. They weaponize their emotions and their body against you. Their body becomes like a little nuclear narcissistic weapon and whatnot, because they will use their body to get what they want. You know, they absolutely will. They'll use the clapping of the cheeks to get you. You know, they're clapping for shelter, so to speak. When they don't have anywhere to live, when they don't have any money, they don't have anything else to offer you, they will play on your emotions a little bit more. They'll play that, hey, look, I fell on hard times. I don't have a home anymore. I have nothing left to offer you, but, like, I love you, and I really want this to work. I'm just so embarrassed that I don't work. I haven't worked in 5 years. I keep having other people take care of me. I just feel entitled or whatever. Because you, oh, that word right there, entitlement. Narcissistic people don't have, they don't have anything else to offer you. They feel like they're entitled to your money, to your resources, because if you love them and you're with them, you know, they feel like they're entitled to what you have. We are a couple, so what's yours is mine, what's mine is mine as well, because I don't have anything, but what's yours is mine as well, you know. And like I said, sometimes you don't meet narcissists that don't have money. You don't meet, like, you don't, they don't, they might have money and jobs and things like that when you first meet them, but they might get fired, they might quit. They, like I said, they might become homeless while y'all are together. Whatever it is, it doesn't always start off with them being open and honest, so you figured out that they're lying about having a job. Sometimes they have this type of stuff when you first meet them, and then they lose it when y'all are together. And then, you, of course, you want to be there for them. You want to have their back. And sometimes they just fall on time. They fall on times of laziness. You know, if they don't have a job or whatever, they will fall on times of, if they don't have a job and they see that you're taking care of everything, without them working, without them supporting you, without them having anything, like, they fall into that situation where they feel like they don't have to do anything else. Like, you're taking care of all the bills and stuff like that. Let me stay home. Let me do this. Even if y'all don't have kids, even if y'all don't have kids, they're stay at home, significant others or spouses or whatever, male, female, whoever you identify, whatever you identify as, like, they are stay at home. There's, they be stay at home house husbands and housewives and whatnot. And like I said, and they don't even do any housework. They just be at home expecting you to pay all the bills, expecting you to take care of the house and everything. They think that their body or their presence is enough. At least I'm here. At least you're not lonely. Sometimes if you have abandonment issues or you're afraid to be alone or you don't want to be alone, they will weaponize your loneliness against you. They will weaponize your compassion against you. Like I said earlier, they will weaponize your abandonment issues or your trauma against you in order to get what they want from you. You see how that works? They will absolutely weaponize that type of stuff against you because they benefit from it. You see what I'm saying? They will weaponize it against you because they benefit from it. That's what I tell people. Like, if a narcissist can benefit from something from you, they're going to benefit from that thing from you. Because they get a benefit from it. Like I said, not everybody you meet or everybody in these situations is going to be homeless or jobless. Sometimes they do fall on hard times when you are with them, right? They fall on these hard times when y'all are together, right? They fall on these hard times when y'all are a team, right? They fall on these hard times and whatnot when things, like I said, and then they just don't ever go back to the good times. Because they fall into this level of comfort and they weaponize that against you. Or they feel like they're super, like they might be super qualified. Like, I've heard this situation before, but they had a highly qualified doctor or lawyer or somebody that's qualified. They has multiple degrees, but they refuse to accept a job because they weren't getting paid. They didn't work for years because they didn't get a job where they wanted to. I'm going to get a job. I'm just going to get it on my own time. And they never got a job again, 10, 15, 20 years. And what I feel like, and this is what people, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or stoke the flames or anything like that, but like, what you allow in these toxic relationships is what is going to continue, right? They feel like because you allow this to happen, you allow me not to work for 2, 3, 4, 10, 15 years, why do I need to work now? You know? And you have kids running, like, so sometimes you end up taking care of the household, and you end up paying the bills, and you gotta take care of the kids. Where they really, literally, seriously, don't offer you any type of help. They don't offer you any type of assistance. They feel like because you're here and this has been going on for so long that you need to tolerate it. You need to deal with this because, hey, you're okay. Why are you not okay with this? How come you're not okay with this right now? You've been okay with it for years, but now you're not okay with it. They'll make you feel bad about trying to hold them accountable, but trying to make them work, but trying to get them to contribute. Yes. Narcissistic bums, I'm telling you, they come in all shapes, colors, creeds, religions, heights, weight, whatever, gender, whatever. I'm telling you, they will take advantage of the situation as long as they think they're allowed to do this. I've seen this happen before, and they'd be, look, y'all, when y'all are working and taking care of the kids, they'll cheat on you. Y'all are taking care of them, kids, job, household, and they will cheat on you.
And they'll blame you for not having time for them. Yeah, oh my God, I see this happen so much. Like, you will be there for them. You'll be doing a lot of this stuff for them. And then they'll cheat on you and blame you for this type of stuff. They will. They will absolutely go all out. You know what I mean? They will blame you. They'll cheat on you. Just like, well, you don't have enough time for me. You always doing, you taking care of the house, taking care of her, we taking care of the bills, but you don't have time for me. What? And they feel entitled. And so many people, they beat you down emotionally and mentally so much that they feel like you take accountability for it. You listen to them. You believe them. They beat you down so much mentally that they have you feeling a certain type of way. They beat you down mentally, emotionally, physically, that they have you a certain type of way. They get you like this, y'all. They love it. They love it. And they'll keep doing it. If you forgive them one time, they'll keep doing it. And this is what happens, y'all. And I talked to so many people over the last few years, and this is what happens. They will do all of this stuff right. They will mentally beat you down, do all of this stuff to you right. And then they'll blame you, and then they'll leave you for somebody else. You taking care of them for years, and they'll leave you for somebody else. Hurt your feelings, put you through it, break you down, use, abuse you, and then leave you for somebody else, even though you've been taking care of them for years. And they will say something like, well, you didn't have to do that. I thought it was okay. Now you're trying to make me feel bad for you decided to take care of me. Y'all, I'm telling you, if you're in this situation right now, it's not going to get better. If they haven't worked in 3, 4, 5, 10 years by their own choice, I know everybody's situation is different. This is not me picking on stay-at-home moms and dads that are actually contributing to the household by taking care of the kids or actually working and doing things like that. I'm talking about the people who don't do anything. Y'all know there's a big difference. I'm talking about people who don't do anything. They don't cook. They don't clean. They don't take care of the kids. They don't do anything. They don't pay no bills. They're just there. Bean buns, playing video games, whatever. Going out with their friends, whatever it is. They're just like another child in your household to take care of. You know? So, hope this video brought you some clarity. If they haven't worked and they just, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to do that. I'm not helping. You got it. Wow, you won't make me take a job that's less than what I should be making? Wow, you really don't care about me. You want me to be embarrassed? And they would just be bummed for years upon years upon years, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I hope this video brought you some clarity. Hope you're watching some peace. Make sure you like and subscribe if you already haven't, y'all. We're closing in on 400,000. I appreciate every single one of you. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.